Amen. I want everybody to stand this morning. You all know me well enough to know that I don't follow a rigid schedule. I just go as the Holy Ghost flows this morning. And really just sensing the presence of the Lord since very early this morning. And God's up to something. Hey, come on somebody. Hallelujah. And this is what he's instructed me to do to start off with this morning. Kenzie and Matthew, you already been anointed. Your hands are already anointed. And I feel the instruction of the Holy Spirit just to anoint your hands this morning. Ha ha. Come on, somebody. So what I want you to do, I just want you to come up front. And I'm just going to pass by you and anoint your hands this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to touch you this morning. I just want to bring contact with you this morning. If you want to come, you can sit on the front seat. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for this season that we're in. You called us to walk this way, and therefore we're going to walk in it, Lord. We just thank you today, Lord, as I pass by these people and I anoint their hands. I thank you that something, there's going to be a impartation, and that I just hear the word transformation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jimmy, if you just want to go ahead and get behind them, and Glenn, and then I will do you all last. No, come up here. Let me do you all first. Come on up here, guys. Let me do you all. Let me anoint your hands first. And then you get behind them. And Jerry, come on up here. You help him this morning. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And I just want you to receive this morning. And I believe as I anoint your hands this morning, God's going to set you into the calling that he's called you to in this church. And this is a new season that we're in. And I ask you as a body, you know, we're going to be talking about the word that God gave me last Sunday to put in the building, that there is a resolve that is coming to you to say, this is where God has placed me. And I refuse to look at what's happened in the past and the great things that's happened in the past, but this is a new day. And he said to us, I've got something better, even now. And he wants to encourage you today that the best is yet to come. Amen. And so this is just anointing of your hands to just put a greater resolve in you that says, I have giftings. I have a calling to be part of this body. And I'm going to resolve to stay here. I'm going to resolve to dig my heels in. And it's so good to see you all. That God's going to do something special for you all as a family. Amen. As a family, God is going to do something that's really, really special for you all today. And he wants you to know that it's just not an accident that you're here, that he's brought you here for a purpose and for a reason on this particular day. And he saw this even before the foundation of the earth. He knew every one of you. He knew that you was going to be their mother. He knew that you were going to be her daughters. And he placed you in the family that he's placed you in. And there's a healing coming into your life right now. You just lost a husband, and you just lost a father. And there's some things that have not been dealt with. God says, today I'm going to deal with that. Yeah, he said, I'm going to go there. He said, yeah, I'm going to go there. I want you to go there with me, and I'm going to bring a healing to you. Right now, in Jesus' name, I speak healing over your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And he says, daughter, you are mine. And I've called you forth for this season to show my glory in you and what my word has done for you. And he said, receive healing for your body right now. Receive healing even for your emotions right now. In Jesus' name, I speak that over you. I speak that over you today in Jesus' name. And I speak that over you today too. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, my goodness. He loves you. And he calls you his own. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this precious, precious child of yours. Holy Spirit. Ah, yes, there it is. There it is. Ha ha ha. Siko ho shaya. Ta da la la ba 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 siya. She he siya to hamba ba 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 haya. Ye da di da ko shana. In Jesus' name, I will lift your hands. Lord, I anoint these hands for your service. I anoint these hands to just to wherever they touched, whatever they touch is blessed. In Jesus' name, I anoint these hands right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I want you to anoint these hands. In Jesus' name. Come on up here, guys. Let me pray for you all. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glenn, I anoint your hands for the work of the ministry that you do in this church and outside of this church. And even as you begin to do the book work, I'm just agreeing with you for supernatural, as far as the finances go. I speak great wisdom over you as you discern what areas to do for what areas. I speak wisdom over you, man of God. And I anoint your hands in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lord, I anoint my brother's hands to do the work of the ministry to what you have called him to do in this season. That he is anointed and he is highly favored with you in everything that he does. For the ministry that you've called him into this church, what you've called him outside of these doors, Father, is an overflow of the time that he spends with you. In Jesus' name. And I pray for my brother this morning, Lord, for the ministry that you've called him to do inside this church, that it goes outside these doors. And I anoint these hands to be a blessing to everything that he touches, and everything that he touches is made whole in the name of Jesus. Father, I anoint these hands, and I declare you to be highly favored of God, and that everything that you touched is blessed. And I just set you in the ministry that God has called you into this house, and for that which he's called you outside of these doors, as a living witness of his grace and mercy. In Jesus' name. Is it okay if I touch you? Father, I thank you for this young man, Lord. I thank you for divine connections taking place. Oh, the hand of God is mightily upon you, young man. The hand of God is mightily upon you. Oh, you are highly favored by God. And you're going to see his grace do marvelous things in your life. And even though you may not understand what I'm saying now, when you get older, you're going to look back and you're going to say, that crazy woman. Yeah, I remember her speaking that to me. And I just anoint your hands right now. In Jesus' name. Brother Sam, oh, a man of integrity and character. I just continue to speak God's blessings over you, over your body, and over your mind. Oh, I just speak that over you in Jesus' name. I just thank you for Sam, God, and what a blessing he's been to our body. I just speak your blessings over him in the coming days, Lord, that what he touches is highly favored of you. And that what he touches is blessed. And I just speak God's blessings over you, Sam. I speak his protection over you in every area of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Jenny, mighty woman of God. Prayer warrior, intercessor, the one that stands in the gap for your family time and time again. God says that every prayer that you've uttered has not gone before him unnoticed. And I anoint your hands for service right now in the name of Jesus. For the ministry in this church and for the ministry outside of this church. That it's an overflow. And I speak that over you in Jesus' name. That you are blessed. And I anoint your hands for the service of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Bobby, man of faithfulness, man of character. I speak God's blessings over you and your household. God's blessings on the ministry that you've been called to within this church. And I thank you for this man of God. I thank you for the anointing upon him, Lord, that he is highly favored of you. And I anoint his hands this morning, Lord, to be a blessing to everybody that he comes in contact with. I thank you for Brother Bobby today, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you for Brother Ricardo, God. I thank you for the worshiper that is yet to come out in the fullness of what you've called him into, Father God. And I just thank you, Father God, as he continues to develop his relationship with you and as it becomes stronger and stronger, that worshiper is going to come out stronger and stronger. Oh, Father, I thank you for your anointing upon him that takes us into your presence. And I anoint his hands right now for the ministry that you've called him to in this body and outside of this church, God. I anoint his hands and I say that you're highly favored and you're blessed of God to be a blessing, and whatever your hands touch is blessed and healed in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for this young man, Lord. I thank you for the giftings that you've placed within him that he has yet even to recognize yet. And I speak to you, young man, that you are favored of God. And I anoint your hands for ministry and for ministry outside of the church and to what God has called you to. He has put a spirit of boldness upon you. And you're going to recognize this even in the days ahead. There's some things that's going to be whispered into your spiritual ears. And you're going to stand and say, but God, is that? And God says, yeah, that's me. It's outside of the box of what the normal church has conditioned themselves to be. But he said, I've not called any of my people to be normal. But I've called them to step out of the box and to be just wild for me. And I anoint your hands for this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Is it okay if I pray for you? Father, I just anoint this young man's hands. I just thank you, Lord, that he grows up in the fear and admonition of you. And I just anoint his hands today, God. And just call him blessed. Just call him blessed into the work and the ministry that you've called him into. And that he is blessed of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Sadie, I call you blessed. I call you blessed. I call your hands blessed. And I anoint your hands today for that which God has called you to. For that which God has called you to. I call favor in your schoolwork and in your studies. That things are not hard and a struggle, but it becomes easy as the Holy Spirit enlightens you to what you need to know. And God says to remind you not to forget me in all this process, but continue to wholly lean up on me and watch me do some things that's going to blow your mind. Now anoint your hands and to tell you that you are favored and blessed of God and that he loves you. Linda, I called you the healed of the Lord. I call you a mighty woman. A mighty woman of God. Oh. I anoint your hands for the work of the ministry inside this church and outside of this church. For the anointing that he's given you is of much wisdom that will be imparted to many, says God. I speak that over you right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to you that you are favored and that you are blessed of God. And whatever your hands touch is favored and blessed also. I speak that over you right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Gail, I speak God's favor and blessing over you for the work of the ministry in this church. And for your job that's not a job but a ministry. I speak much wisdom and favor over you. As you go forth about your work, that you have much wisdom and much discernment. As each thing is brought before you, that you'll just know what to do. And I anoint your hands today. That everything that you touch is blessed and favored of God. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Sky. Father, I thank you for this tender spirit that you've given her and that no one takes advantage of it. I thank you that you put a shield of protection around about her and that she is protected and shielded by your Holy Spirit. And I speak God's blessings over you, Sky, and I say that you're favored of God. And the word that you've heard in this ministry it's going to ignite within you even in the days ahead. And the decisions that you need to make, you're going to go back and you're going to say, okay, God, is this what I need to do? And you'll hear him and you'll know that it's him. And I anoint your hands right now and declare over you that you are favored and you are blessed of God. In Jesus' name. Anointing. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes. There are some prayers that you have prayed. And I just hear the Lord said many years gone by. Very soon, you're going to see the answer. God says your faithfulness has not gone unnoticed. Because you have said, Lord, that's the way it is because that's what your word says. Now anoint your hands that you are highly favored of God. That which he has called you to will see his fruition. And I called your hands blessed. And everything that you touch is blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I call you blessed of the Lord. I call you highly favored of God. And for the work that God's called you to, God says it may seem little in your sight, but it's not in mine. For every little word that you, every small word that you have spoken, God said it's been big. And there's smallness to my word. Now I anoint your hands and declare over you that you are found, you are blessed of God. And everything that you touch is blessed. Everything you touch is blessed. In Jesus' name. I speak God's favor over you, Jennifer. I anoint your hands that you are blessed to be a blessing and that you are highly favored of God. And this new journey that you found with God is going to grow and grow and grow. And he's going to do some things in your life that's just going to say, oh, wow. And then you're going to stand back and you're going to say, but God. Because you'll know that it's God alone that has done it. And I anoint your hands for the work of the ministry in this church and outside of this church. And that your job is not a job, but it's a calling. And that's your ministry. And I speak over you great wisdom with every situation that you come in contact during the day. That you'll know what to do. When someone asks you, you'll just speak it out. In Jesus' name, I speak God's blessing over you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, and I declare you blessed of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, Miss Phyllis, mother of faith, prayer warrior, a woman of integrity and character, a woman that has a testimony that very few people know about. But in your quietness, you have shared it at the times that it's been needed. God said, I'm going to reward you for your faithfulness. And I just speak God's strength into your body right now in the name of Jesus. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, I speak the strength of God into you. And I just anoint your hands now that you are favored and highly blessed of God. For the work that you do inside this church and for that which you do outside these doors, nothing has gone unnoticed. And I thank you that everything that you touch continues to bless, to be blessed and continues to prosper and continue to be favored of God. For you are favored by me, says God. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Miss Denise. A woman of much patience. At times you don't think you have, but God says you do. Oh, the times you've looked around and you said, but God. God said, yeah, it's but me. And I just speak, I anoint your hands today for the work of the ministry that you've done and you're doing in this church and for that which you do outside, for the lives that you've had an impact on by just being who you are. I anoint your hands today, please. Tell you that you're a favorite of God, that you're blessed to be a blessing. God's blessing rests upon you in a mighty, mighty way. I even speak to your feet that your feet are blessed. I just speak healing to your feet, that your feet are blessed of the Lord, and that wherever your feet go, there's going to be faith. In Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you for Brindley. I thank you for this little love. This little wild child. That's the words I hear. Little wild child. But God says it's a good thing, because you're going to use that for His glory. You're going to use that for His glory. Really, I just anoint your hands today that you're blessed to be a blessing at school and wherever you go, that you are a blessing. And I just thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. What he's doing. And I just speak faith that through the mouth of this child, he's going to bring deliverance to his family.
God,
and you just pray for him every night and just speak God's blessings on him. In Jesus' mighty name. You're a handsome young man. Thank you, Jesus. Come up here, Mr. Powell. I have a prayer for you. Brings to people's lives. Father, I thank you, Lord, that he is the healed Lord. And I speak healing upon him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Recognize, Lord, the things that you've done for him already have just been supernatural, in spite of what the doctors have said. And I anoint your hands to you today that you are highly favored of God, and that you are blessed to be a blessing. And everything that you touch is blessed. And even again, God says to remind you that with long life, I will satisfy you with. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for Kenny and all that you're doing in his life and all that you're going to do for him. And I just thank you that he has a good wife to keep him in line. In Jesus' name. Miss Martha. Hey. Oh, aha. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father God. I just speak a breaker's anointing upon you. As you pray for certain ones that God brings up before you, God said there's an anointing that's coming up on you. One that it's a fresh anointing. That you're going to be able to speak the word in such a way that it's going to break into the mindsets of people. Father, I thank you for Martha. I thank you for the ministry that you've called her to inside this church and even outside of this church. For the word of the Lord that you've given to her, Father God. For every season, for that word that you've anointed her with, God. Now I just anoint her hands and declare over you, Martha, that you are highly favored of God, and that you are blessed to be a blessing. And everything that your hands touch is blessed and favored. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, are y'all ready? Ready to get to work for the Lord? Come up here, Jack and Bonnie. I don't think I prayed for you all. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I thank you for Bonnie. I come against every distraction that would keep them from the calling that you have on their lives. Father, I just speak to Bonnie right now. And I just say, Bonnie, you're anointed. You are anointed, highly favored of God. And I just anoint your hands right now for the work that God has called you to inside this place and outside these doors. Oh, Father, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for Bonnie, mighty woman of God. Thank you, Jesus, for the talent that you've given her. That her horizons are expanded. She sees just beyond. She sees what's around her, but she sees beyond, Lord, to that which you called her into. Bonnie, I speak today that you're highly favored of God, and I anoint your hands to be that they are blessed, and everything that you touch is blessed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The talent that God has given to you, an artist, God's going to begin to, I just hear prophetically you're going to begin to draw. You know, there's things that's going to come out of your spirit that's going to have a prophecy within it. Yes. Just as you sit down, it's like the Holy Spirit is just going to take over. And you're going to begin to draw prophetically. And within that, that's going to be a message. And I thank you for these hands. In Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you for chat. I thank you, Father, that he is blessed to be a blessing. And I just anoint your hands today for the work of the ministry inside this church and outside of this church. And that wherever you go, whatever your hands touches is blessed and favored. That over you right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to welcome everybody.